Wouldn't that person be rewarded? You bet he would. We wanted to reward initiative and selfless service. So if our kids saw a job to do, or saw a mess to clean up, and did it without being asked, they would receive an extra point. If they earned 2 extra points during the week, in addition to all of their other points, they would earn a bonus, double pay. This additional point value definitely cost us more money, but it paid for itself by producing thoughtful, hardworking kids. How much to pay? Paying kids a fair amount for a job well done is important, but more important is being able to afford to pay them consistently. Pay them too much and you'll go broke and stop training them. Plus, if you overpay for daily chores like taking out the trash, you could cause them to have an inflated view of their worth in the real job market. Pay them too little and you'll kill their incentive to do a job well. We paid our younger kids, between 3 and 5 years old, 5 cents for every point they earned. They deposited their money into the 3-part bank we described earlier. Sometime between the ages of 6 and 8, when their math and writing skills developed, we increased their pay to 10 cents per point, and they started using a cash envelope system we'll describe later. Sometime between 11 and 13 years old, their pay increased to 20 cents per point, but we also required them to take on more financial responsibilities. And once they got their first part-time job, we stopped paying them at home, and they enjoyed managing their new paycheck. Basically, we taught our kids managing a very small amount of money. As their ability and responsibilities increase, so does their pay. Pay what you can afford, but leave room for raises as your child's skills improve. Funding your system. Most likely, you're already giving your kids spending money and paying for their clothes and recreational activities. If you want to turn this money from an expense into an investment, simply calculate what you've been giving them over the past few months and use that money to fund your payday system. By allowing your kids to learn to manage this money, you'll start to train financially independent children. If you truly don't have the money for this, then you'll have to be creative. One family we know started a small home-based business making and selling soft pretzels to family friends each week. The kids earned spending money and learned important lessons about running a business. If you need more ideas, read Minding Your Own Business by Dorothy and Raymond Moore or Homemade Business by Donna Parto. If you want to know what the Money Smart Kids system will cost you, review Figure 2.3, which is included.